is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Toronto police are seeking video and photos from people and businesses in the area where a gunman killed a woman and shot 13 other people in the Greektown neighborhood. Toronto Police Chief Mark Saunders says anyone who witnessed the shooting should talk to investigators.
The biggest reason that I'm here is I'm making an appeal. We're looking for anyone that saw anything. And this is critical because what happens is a lot of times people will tend to vet out their information when in fact it can be extremely important to our investigation.
Saunders said the shooting was not random and terrorism had not been ruled out. U.S. President Donald Trump warned Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to never threaten the United States in a Twitter comment that came shortly after U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gave a speech critical of Iran's leaders. VOA's Penny Dixon has more.
The president's all-caps tweet said Iran would suffer the consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before if Iran didn't stop threatening the United States. That was in reference to reports Rouhani warned Trump, don't play with the lion's tail. This would only lead to regret. A senior officer in Iran's Revolutionary Guards dismissed Trump's statement as psychological warfare and said Trump would not take action against Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the government in Iran has become a nightmare for the Iranian people. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
A deadly heat wave that has gripped Japan since early July has sent temperatures in one city soaring to the highest ever recorded in the country. Temperatures in Kumagaya, located just north of Tokyo, reached 41 degrees Celsius. As many as 26 people have died from the blistering heat due to lingering high pressure systems, including 11 people who reportedly died on Saturday. Authorities are recommending air conditioning and indoors. This is VOA News. The White House is coming off a week of walking back statements by President Donald Trump. The AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports.
On Russia meddling in the 2016 election.
I don't see any reason why it would be.
The next day.
I said the word would instead of wouldn't.
On Wednesday.
Russia's still targeting the U.S.
The president said no, but that's apparently not what he really meant.
He was saying no, he's not taking questions.
On Vladimir Putin's pitch to have Russia question Americans for alleged crimes.
What he did is an incredible offer.
The State Department called it absurd, and the next day the White House said the president disagrees with the offer. The upshot for Senator Bernie Sanders on CBS's Face of the Nation.
It's hard to comment on anything that Trump says. Because he could change his mind tomorrow.
Sagar Mirghani, Washington.
A number of ultra-Islamist groups are contesting this week's Pakistan election. Pakistani cleric Hafiz Saeed is accused by the United States and India of masterminding the 2008 Mumbai attacks that killed 166 people. Reuters' Ed Giles has more.
There's more than 1,500 candidates for religious parties this year. That's compared to just a few hundred in 2013. And while Pakistan's Election Commission officially rejected an attempt by Saeed's charity to register a party, candidates associated with that group simply registered under an existing group and used Saeed's image on their posters. Many of the conservative groups, like Saeed's, portray mainstream candidates as leading Pakistan away from the country's religious values.
That was Reuters reporter Ed Giles. Nigerian officials say that seven people have been killed in a suicide attack on a mosque in Kunduga town in the country's north. VOA's Luis Ramirez has the details.
The head of rescue operations of Borno State Emergency Management Agency said seven others were injured. The official said the suicide bomber pretended to join early morning prayers on Monday before detonating his explosives. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its nine-year insurgency in Nigeria. Luis Ramirez, VOA News.
Britain's top diplomat is warning that the country could crash out of the European Union next year without an agreement on future relations with Brussels, causing economic and political damage on both sides. Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said he told his German counterpart in Berlin on Monday that when it comes to Brexit, there is now a very real risk of a Brexit no deal by accident. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said his country doesn't want a disorderly Brexit. We want a deal. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.